Yes, Bob.
Mr. President, you asked that I talk to Frank Stanton about Kintner.
Yeah.
I did. By the way, Stanton was just as cold as a cucumber to me. I don't know what I did to him, but he sure was cool. Anyhow, he gave me his appraisal, and I think it's probably a fair and a perceptive one. He said Stanton would receive very high marks for high intellectual ability.
Kintner would.
Kintner would for high intellectual ability. He was a real self-starter, showed great initiative. He was cruel and brutal to people, had great difficulty in getting along with them and in obtaining the loyalty of those that work with him. His drinking had been a very serious problem. And although I asked Stanton whether he had observed it personally at any time in the last 6 months, he said no. As a matter of fact, on three occasions since the split occurred in NBC, he had seen Kintner. Kintner had gone out of his way to state that he had it under control and wasn't going to happen again, but that Stanton believed it would. And that was the summary of what he said. Frankly, I'd take a chance on him in this job, and I'd make it quite clear to start with that if it ever occurred, he was out immediately.
Would you take a chance on him there, or would you put him in to try to handle some of our public relations over here?
Well,
I just think about this now. We have this Bundy thing we're going to have to face up to. I like Rostow, but I don't want to get started off here and get everybody thinking we're going back to war and a hard liner.
I still like Moyers for that, Mr. President.
Well, that's like liking Cy Vance to be general counsel. You'd like to have him general counsel of the Army, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I need him more where he is, and I would say you need Moyers more in the Bundy job now that you've got the other one bucked up a little bit.
Do you think so?
And I think
I don't know. My number one problem, I think you can do the Bundy job. I think you can just raise hell and do the Bundy job yourself. You have to, with the Comer and groups you got around there just processing the papers. I doubt that these wolves are over 100 of them every day. I just think it. Think about how much time you take on correcting some mistake in the press. Doesn't about half your time go to trying to clean up stuff at somebody.
That's right, and I don't have a Myers, and hence I don't get it done the way you do. So I realize the function's important, and I it's essential to you, and I know it's being done beautifully. I would think Myers could spend a little time, 25 or 30% of his time on the press, and the other 60 or 70% on the other, and have maybe Comer work for him or something like that. In any case, I'd take a chance on Kintner someplace in the administration. I'd ask him for his resignation before he started in writing. I'd have it at my desk and undated, and I'd just publish it the moment he fell off the wagon.
What about this cruel treatment?
That wouldn't bother me. It particularly wouldn't bother me in the Vietnamese expediting post, because that's what you need there. You need a tough, hard, in a sense, cruel man. Now, I saw him work in the broadcasting industry for years, as I reflect back on it, and I don't think that's a serious charge in this expediting post. I don't think it was terribly serious in the broadcasting industry.
What the... You didn't tell Stanton, I asked you.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'll tell you why he's cold, because I let him have it the other day.
Well, I think he's cold, too, because I had Arthur Sylvester call up there and on some of those fronts.
Did you see his speech following that?
Yes, I did. I did see it. But I didn't think he had to make it personal. He was just cold as hell. Well, I don't want
to... Why don't you come have lunch with me?
Do you know where I am? I'm up in Concord, New Hampshire. My son has been confirmed this morning.
Oh, God. Well, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Give him my regard.
I shall. You're awfully nice.
Thank you.
Bye.